Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
But a new move started today as a result of high COVID numbers in some spots in the country, particularly high COVID numbers in various spots, is that five walk-in test centres for COVID-19 have been opened in Dublin and Offaly in a bid to chase down the virus among asymptomatic members of communities, as I say, with high incidence rates. The HSE is urging those living within 5 kilometres of the new walk-in centres who don't have symptoms of COVID-19 to drop in for a free test over the next 7 days. Our reporter John Cook is live now in Tullamore. John, what's been happening there?
Well, Cormac, this free walk-in test centre is run by the National Ambulance Service in conjunction with the HSE, and staff were on site from early morning here in the grounds of the Tullamore Leisure Centre to erect a large green tent for COVID testing and registration, assisted by the fire service and local authority personnel. Now, HSE staff told me their goal is to chase down the virus among asymptomatic people here in the community, where recent incidents have been highest in communities in Dublin, for instance, where they were open today, and here in Offaly, where they've had the highest 14-day incidence rate in the country at 443.8 cases per 100,000 yesterday. It's well more than double the national average. And the fear is, of course, that those asymptomatic people may still be spreading the virus in the community. Testing is free and open to anyone who's over 16 and has no symptoms. You don't need an appointment. Anyone with symptoms should still contact their GP, and those who've had COVID-19 in the last 6 months are asked not to attend. Here at the Tullamore Leisure Centre, people have been arriving throughout the day with Niamh Clark, the HSE's interim general manager for COVID testing in the Midlands, organising the queues as I spoke to some of those availing of the free tests.
Well, I came here today because I take the COVID situation very seriously and I want to be tested.
Why do you think the levels of COVID-19 have been so high in Offaly and Tullamore recently?
I really don't know. I mean, perhaps people are just not taking enough precautions. You know, that's all I can say, but I'm doing my level best anyway, you know.
I'm from Tullamore myself and I just thought I'd get tested because the case numbers are so high at the minute. So there's no harm coming down and getting tested and just making sure everything's okay. I have 4-year-old twins that they were close contacts last week, so they got tested already, so that's why I said I'd get tested and just to make sure.
Okay, and how did it all go? There's a bit of a queue, things are quite busy.
Once you get through, it's fairly quick.
Are you concerned about how high the levels of COVID-19 have been in Tullamore?
It's a bit worrying, all right, but it's hard to know. I think people are getting sick of it. It's going on nearly 5-6 months of lockdown, so people have had enough, I think. So I think people just are meeting up and transmission spreading, so it's hard to keep it down, isn't it?
Do you think this testing will help, or are you glad to see it?
It might help some people, but I don't know if it'll keep the level down. It's hard to see it happening unless there's some changes made to the lockdown rules in a few weeks' time, but other than that, I don't think it will.
All right, could you step forward, please? Could I ask you to step forward?
So, Niamh, you have a queue here forming, so people are lining up, or they just wait their turn, is that it?
They're given a ticket as they entered the gate, so we keep everybody sequentially. So I'm just going to ask this lady to step forward, please.
We're both close contacts.
Without
symptoms, and we contacted our GP and she advised to come here.
Could you sanitise your hands?
Is it a family member you were a close contact of?
No.
Have you got your ID ready? Okay, now could you proceed to the next tent? Thank you.
I'm a teacher in a secondary school and we're not on the top priority list, I suppose, for vaccinations, so I have no symptoms and I'm just interested to see what the results will be here. That's why I came today.
Are you worried about levels of COVID-19 in the community?
I am. I have 2 children in a primary school here in Tullamore and I just decided to take them out of school for the last 2 days because the numbers are so high, so they're at home. I'm teaching from home now as well.
All of your classes in secondary school are probably due to return after Easter. How do you feel about that?
Well, at the moment, our Leaving Certs are in and our 5th year, so I'm in for Leaving Certs to teach them for the hour and then back home to teach the rest remotely. So it is a worry for the rest coming in. It's so hard to keep them all separated. You know, you follow the rules, but when you turn your back, they're on top of each other again. So that's the worry we have when all the students come back. It is a worry. It's a big worry. Even to see this opening up today, everyone I spoke to is going to come and get tested. And they were just thinking today the numbers would be too big and the queues would be too long. But I just came in the way home from work and it's good. It's flying so far. Yeah.
It is worrying. I mean, I don't know why it is as high as it is, but
Very scary. Yeah, I work with the public, so yeah, okay. I am.
Are you pleased to see this testing today? Does this
absolutely
help?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I think it's brilliant. I think it's absolutely brilliant. And hopefully it can catch people who are asymptomatic or, you know, so hopefully it'll take down the levels of cases in the town and in the county in general.
Thanks so much for talking to me. Best of luck.
I'm listening to people there in John Cook's report. John, you're still with us, queuing up for tests at the walk-in centre in Tullamore, and I'm reading a live feed on the RTE website from the HSE briefing as well, and Paul Reid telling reporters there that the risk factor for us, he says, the growing levels in the community, the lag effect in terms of hospitalisations, but hospitalisations on top of 310 would be a concern for us. And they're also talking about the R figure, if it goes towards 1.2, Anne O'Connor of the HSE says we start to get into trouble there. But they, there you have it. Some of those people waiting in line for COVID tests at the new walk-in centre in Tullamore there. Are people still queuing, John, by the way?
They are. You might hear some cars arriving around me here at the Tullamore Leisure Centre, Cormac, because definitely things seem to be picking up again. There have been busy periods and lulls between queues, but it was busy in the morning and looks like it's going to get busy again because this clinic is open until 7 o'clock this evening and for the next week as well. Just in the last moment, actually, while I was speaking to you there, a member of the National Ambulance Service has told me that 210 is the figure they're at so far. They've tested 210 people on their first day so far here at the Tullamore Centre. 50 of those came in the first hour this morning. And the walk-in test centres in Blanchardstown, Talla, Irishtown and Grange Gorman in Dublin and here in Tullamore can carry out 300 to 500 COVID swabs per day. So they're at 210 so far here in Tullamore and they'll be here for the next week. Many told me earlier on that they felt friends or neighbours might be avoiding the first day rush as well. I spoke to others waiting for tests this evening along with those running the facility. It is really well organised because people can wait in their cars if it's raining too. They're led by Pat Mooney, the Chief Operations Officer of the National Ambulance Service in the Midlands.
The idea here is for members of the public to come in who are asymptomatic, over 16 years of age, and walk through the tent system, registration in the first section, move into the second section where we have four swabbing staff, then NAS staff are providing the swabbing here today, and then they're swabbed and they move out through the back end of it. So it's been very successful.
Could you step forward, please?
So I came for today's test because I had to visit my mother in a nursing home this coming weekend, and I feel I would be a bit more at ease if I knew that I didn't have COVID. One of the previous lockdowns, I got a call from the nursing home. I was booked in for a window visit. And they advised, because I lived in Offaly, that they would prefer if I didn't come for the window visit.
Was that, that's when Offaly was on lockdown last year, when there were regional lockdowns over meat factories.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
And why do you think there's such high COVID numbers in Offaly again now?
Well, sure, I'm only going by rumours and nursing homes, and I think that the travelling community might be quite high as well. So my friends or colleagues, we don't seem to change our behaviour, so we're a bit perplexed on why that's the case.
There's an influx of people coming into this town that we don't know where they're coming from. And a lot of people are worried about it. People going to funerals and things, people ganging. And it's unbelievable around here most of the time.
I work in a school and we look after children aged between 3 and 5.
And there have been outbreaks in childcare facilities. Have there been COVID outbreaks in your school?
Not in my particular school, thank God. Not so far anyhow, but it's just still just for peace of mind, I suppose, you know.
So tell me why you go for a test, though.
Well, it's my birthday tomorrow and we have a few guests. That close family, and I just wanted to make sure before they come over.
Well, a happy birthday in advance. But does that mean you're planning a party?
No party at all. Just my mother and my brother. That's it.
And is that mixing households and having visitors from outside of 5 kilometres, though, or do you think that might be part of the problem in Tullamore?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I blame Paddy's Day in Cheltenham.
Niamh Clark, so what happens after today? Because you've had a good turnout so far, lots of people taking you up on this free testing. They'll get their text messages tomorrow, is it?
They'll get their text message tomorrow, and that will confirm whether it's a positive or negative COVID reading, and that from then they will be given instructions.
But these people are non-symptomatic today. It may come as a shock or a surprise to some people that they have COVID-19. They should isolate immediately. and take all the relevant precautions, is it?
In the past, phone calls were made. Now it's text messages, so it's important to read your text message and then follow the isolation procedure. Because as you say, some people will not expect to be detected COVID today. And as a result, it may come as a shock, but it is important then to follow the isolation rules and regulations.
And a lot of people I met in the queue saying, well, it's going to be interesting to see what level of COVID-19 there is among the asymptomatic people here in the community in Tullamore. I suppose depending on those results, we may see more of these test centres rolled out, these walk-in clinics.
And that's exactly it. So the HSC are now trying very hard to where the high incident rates are to track down the virus. So if we do see a very high positive rate from this, it may be extended for a longer period or to a neighbouring town. But at the moment, our brief is for 7 days in Tullamore, in this site, from 11 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
And what do you think of that? That was day one of the walk-in test centre in Tullamore in County Offaly, and it was Niamh Clark, the HSE's General Manager for COVID testing in the Midlands, ending John Cook's report from the town of Tullamore. We'll